The U.S. intelligence community and the military knew Anwar al-Awlaki was in Yemen and on the move.
We tracked him for about a year until we finally, you know, nailed down where his exact location was and were actually able to get eyes on him.
Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Mark McCurley commanded the drone squadron that killed al-Awlaki.
Several days prior to the strike, he had been active on his network and running in the area that we expected him to be in. And so we actually followed him for a couple of days, keeping an eye on him.
But because of chain of command issues, there was a lot of waiting. And then, September 30th, 2011, McCurley had a feeling he'd get a call.
And knowing what was at stake, when that call came, I knew what it was going to be.
It was the go order, and they were ready.
Anticipating that call, we put our aircraft in what we call alert status. They were loaded, they were gassed up, they're ready to fly, but they just sat in the hangar.
But now, it was official.
We got the green light that morning to conduct the operation. And when he went active, we launched our airplanes to go get him.
Execute.
McCurley and his team watched the drones approach, engage, and then contact. The target was eliminated. In a few hours came confirmation.
Earlier this morning, Anwar al-Awlaki, a leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, was killed in Yemen.
A key moment in McCurley's life, but coming up in my next report, his most important accomplishment, Marcus Luttrell, Navy SEAL, the lone survivor.
This op is compromised.
We were on station long enough to hear him call for help.
The race against time. J.J. Green, WTOP News.